As we launch into this series, I want to say this from the get-go, and I don't think you guys are going to have a problem with this, but what I think, I think that the best and the most wise place for you to live and stay and focus, right, when it comes to the opposite gender, okay, is friendship. It's friendship. It's really, really that simple. I know some of you, not many, but some of you, you hear me say that, and if you had a tomato in your hand, you'd probably want to throw it at me, right? And some of this, the reason why is because, no, man, I'm old enough. I don't, you know, I'm in middle school. I'm in sixth grade. It doesn't matter. I can have a boyfriend. I can have a girlfriend. Yes, you can, as long as your parents agree to that. But what I would tell you, right? What I would tell you is that the best place for you to land while you're in middle school, when it comes to how you relate to the opposite gender, is on a friendship level. So I want to give you a statement that we're going to rally around tonight. Here it is. It's going to come on the screen. The foundation for relationship is friendship. Okay? The foundation for relationship is friendship. I'd love for you to write that down on the top of your outline. The foundation for relationship is friendship. Now, there are a lot of things that I know about middle school. I've been doing this a while. And there's one thing in particular that I would tell you. If I could summarize the three middle school years, it would be one simple word. And that word is change, right? Middle school years are a whirlwind, 3 years of change. And some of you, right, you are on the front end of this change. You're on the front end of this change. So some of the things that are going to happen to you, some of the changes that you're going to experience is your body is going to change. Your body is going to change. It's going to happen. Your mind and your intellect are going to change. Hopefully, you guys are going to get smarter, right? Maybe this side gets smarter and this side gets... Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. Hey. No, but your mind and your intellect, you're going to change. That's going to change, right? Think about it like this. Your friendships and how you view your friendships are going to change. They're going to fluctuate in middle school. Sometimes that your best friend right now may not be your best friend in eighth grade. That's okay. That's okay because you may have differences that they have and you may like things that they don't. And that doesn't mean that you don't like each other, but it just may mean that you're not best friends, right? So your friendships are going to change, right? The way that you smell changes, right? How many of you guys wear deodorant? Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed. I know you guys don't have to raise your hand. I know y'all do. I was just asking, how many on this side you wear deodorant? Yeah. All right, guys. Maybe, okay, let me ask you like this. How many of you don't wear deodorant? Hey, man. I'm proud of you for being honest. That's awesome. But you probably should get some deodorant. That's good, man. That's good. So think about this, guys. The way that you smell, it changes. How many of you ladies, how many of you wear some type of perfume or something? Yeah? Yeah? You haven't always worn perfume, right? You just started middle school, right? So, all right, guys. Hype crowd. Here's another thing that changes. Your image changes. Now, let me ask this side of the room. Here's the thing. I picked on this side a little bit, okay? So, let me just ask you guys a question, okay? You guys have been in sixth grade for 6 months, right? How many of you have changed your hairstyle at least 3 times? There you go. A lot of changes. There you go. Okay, okay. Good. You guys are like bragging. Oh, I changed mine 10 times. That's great. That's great. Okay. Shh. All right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. A lot of changes happen in middle school. And this is what I want to encourage you with, okay? These changes are normal. It's the way that God designed you. It's the way God created you. He created you to go through these kinds of changes, the physical changes that you're going to go through, the mental changes that you're going to go through, some of the emotional changes, and of course, some spiritual change. Some of you guys already into your sixth grade year, not even, well, about halfway in, you've already made the decision to follow Christ. That's amazing. Some of you have taken another step and you've gotten baptized. It's amazing. Some of you are getting baptized in 2 weeks. And that's awesome. So listen, and the reason why that is because you're growing up, right? You are getting more mature. You're not necessarily mature, but you're getting more mature, okay? but think about this. Think about this. A lot of change is going to happen, so just expect it. Just expect it. It's normal. It's supposed to happen. It's the way that God intended for it to be. Another thing that changes in middle school is the way that you see the other side of the room. It's going to change. The way that you see, ladies, the way that you see this side of the room is eventually going to change. It's going to be different. Right now, the way that you see this side of the room is probably that they smell bad. Yeah. I mean, it just is. Right? You guys love that you smell bad. You love it. Hey, and let me just say this. Like, the answer... The answer is not to spray an entire bottle of Axe all over yourself, okay? It's not, okay, go sit down. Go sit down. It's not the answer. It's not the answer. Oh, man. Oh, goodness. And some of you girls, like, there's going to come a time, right? There's going to come a time when you start to look at that side of the room, and you may start getting nervous a little bit. Your heart may start beating out of its chest, you know. Hey, listen, listen, listen. I know that you're not there yet. Shh. Stay with me. Stay with me. But it's normal. It's the way that God intended it to be. So what I want to do in this series is I want to have three conversations with you, okay? And tonight, I want the conversation to stay and to be centered on friendship. Now, the changes that happen to you in middle school are not just overnight changes. They're not overnight changes. They're a progression. It happens over time. It happens over all 3 years. And the change that you're going to go through, it is complicated. The change is complicated. It's going to throw you for a loop, some of it, right? And that's just the way it is. That's the way life works. That's the way it works to grow up and mature and all those kinds of things. So it's complicated. And the reality is that most of you in this room, you could care less about the other side right now. You really don't care about the other side of the room. And that's okay. It probably should be that way right now. I mean, honestly. But it's going to change. It's going to change. And it's important to have a conversation about it. So, just like there's progression of change through middle school, there's a progression of how, right, of how you view the opposite gender. It's just true. Progressively, it changes. Gradually, it changes. Now, I want to play a video for you. Just have a little fun. What you're going to see on this video is the gender that's on the screen is giving their perspective of the other gender, okay? okay? And what I want you to do, now listen. I want you to think to yourself, okay, is that really true or is it not? All right, let's watch. Aren't completely there yet, but how many of you agree with some of the things you guys heard? How many of you guys agree? You guys agree with some of that? Yeah? Cool. Well, listen. Regardless of what you think, there's probably some truth to what was said. It was kind of hard for this side of the room to hear because you guys were cheering so loud. What I don't understand is why you guys have to cheer so loud. All right. All right, stay with me. So here's what I want to do for the next few minutes. Tonight, I just want to talk about with you, I want to talk about how I believe you should look at the opposite gender while you're in middle school. And again, here's the statement, foundation for relationship is friendship. Let me explain what I mean by that. Some of the most healthiest relationships out there, right, are because they began as a healthy friendship. And so when you're in middle school, because of all the changes that are happening and all the things that you're going to go through that are coming around the bend, right, why complicate your life any more than it already is going to be? So if you determine, you know what, that's actually a good call to just look at the opposite gender and think, man, I'm just going to build friendships. I'm just going to hang and hang out in groups and build friendships and get to know people. There's nothing wrong with getting to know each other, right? Nothing wrong with that at all. Even though that is difficult at times, and that's okay. That's the way that it is supposed to be. So I think the best thing that you guys could do is to live in this area of friendship, right? And the Bible speaks to this. I love what it says, and it's a verse that we're probably all familiar with. It's kind of like the friendship verse of the Bible, right? It's in Proverbs 27, and it says this, as iron sharpens iron, so one person or one friend sharpens another. As iron sharpens iron, so one friend sharpens another. Now, I want you to think about this. When the Bible says sharpening each other, right? Here's what that means. It means that the friends that you have, the friends of the opposite gender, right? They should encourage you. They should lift you up. They should help you to feel better about yourself, right? And that can happen. That can happen in the context of a friendship with someone of the opposite gender. It is possible. It can happen. And so tonight, as I think about my middle school journey, one of the characteristics that I thought was so important in friendships was the idea of honesty. Honesty was huge, and it is huge in any friendship that you have, right? As a matter of fact, I want you to write that down. Honesty matters in friendships. Honesty matters in friendships. Now, if you think about it, the opposite of the word honest is the word dishonest, right? And there are usually, when I think about those two words, three kind of things come to mind. So an honest person, right? I would say an honest person is real. You guys agree with that? An honest person is real. Whereas a dishonest person is? Yes. They are fake. And you know what? A lot of times, when you walk out of this room and you walk into the world and into your schools and social media and all these things, it's as if a lot of times people want to teach you to be someone you're not. They want to teach you to be dishonest. They want to teach you to be fake. But if we're thinking about friends, we don't want someone who's fake, right? We want someone who is real. Or I think of the term trusting. So someone who is honest can be trusted, right? Whereas someone who is dishonest, you can't trust them. right? And no one wants a friend they can't trust, right? Because you want to be able to trust people with things in your life, your friendships, especially those with the opposite gender. Or I think of this word, I think that an honest person, right? An honest person tells the truth, where a dishonest person tells what? You guys are so smart. They tell lies. Now, again, when you look in the world of social media, and this is so big for those of you sitting in this room, because some of you, maybe you don't all have Instagram, you're not all on all that stuff right now. Maybe there'll come a day when you are. And honestly, right? It's so easy for you to go to this side when you're on something like social media. It's so easy for you to be fake. It's so easy for you to tell lies about yourself. And sometimes the reason why we do that is because the world makes us think that we have to be someone that we're not. And that's not true. And I want you to hear me say that. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what you hear in your school, or even some of your friends fall victim to some of this, that they're just dishonest, right? And so I want to encourage you to strive for this one, to work hard in your friendships with the opposite gender and the same gender, to be an honest person, to be real, to be trusting, to be someone who always tells the truth. Bible says it like this. Check this out. It says, an honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. And that's pretty self-explanatory, right? An honest person, they're going to tell the truth. Dishonest person, they're going to tell lies. Or it says this, an honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. I don't want to be around a ton of people that just pour out lies, and I don't think you do either, right? And so it's so important that in our friendships that we are honest. So this first part of the progression, this first conversation, right, centered on friends and on friendship, right? For the next couple minutes, I want to shift from knowledge to some things that I want you to do. Now, I know you've talked about this a little bit in your small groups, but I want to give you two quick things. The first is this: focus on friendship. Now, that's pretty easy for you to do right now. It's easy for you to focus on friendship, or not friendship even, with the opposite side of the room right now. But even when you grow into that place where you start to see the other side of the room differently than you do now, I encourage you to focus on friendship. Spend your middle school years, right? Spend your middle school years just focusing on building friendships. That's a healthy way to do it. It really is a healthy way to do it. Because think about it like this. A lot of times what happens is in the world that we live in, what messaging we get, whether it's on a song, the lyrics of a song, or whether it is social media, or whether it's a movie, right? We tend to get into this place where we think, man, I have to have someone to be significant. In order for me to matter, then I have to have someone. It may not be a relationship with the opposite gender. It may even be just a friend, right? And the reality is we are lied to all the time by the world that we live in. Because what the Bible teaches us is that we are not defined by the friendships or the relationships that we do or don't have. We are defined by Christ. Our identity is in Christ. It's in the fact that He loves us, like Savannah so awesomely said tonight, that He loves us unconditionally, that you are loved unconditionally. And that type of love that only Jesus can give, it can't come from anyone else. And we're going to talk a lot more about that next week. So I want to encourage you, focus on friendship with the opposite gender while you're in middle school. Don't think to yourself, when this change starts to happen and you start to see the other side of the room differently, don't think to yourself that you have to have someone to be someone, because it's just not true. Don't fall victim to that. And secondly, tonight is this: practice becoming the friend you want. Become the friend that you want. Take your middle school years, right, and work on the type of friend that you are. Because perhaps what will happen is the type of friend you are, you will begin to attract that kind of friend. So if you want to be a friend who's honest, then maybe you will attract other friends who are honest. If you want to be a friend who always tells the truth, right, then maybe you will attract other friends that will tell the truth, right? And some of you, the reality is that you're struggling here. You struggle with these two things. I mean, some of you, it is true that sometimes it's easier to just do this. I mean, it really is. Sometimes it's easier to just be fake. Sometimes it's easier to just put on a mask and be someone we're not. But that's not what's best. That's not what God would want for you. God would want for you to land here, to be honest. So maybe the challenge for you to take away tonight is, man, I want to work on being an honest friend. I want to work on being an honest friend. Or maybe for you, I want to work on being a humble friend, someone that puts other people before myself. You know, maybe that's something that you want to work on. I don't know. There are all kinds of things that a healthy friendship consists of. And so my challenge for you is just spend your middle school time focused on the friend that you want. Focus on the friend that you want to attract, right? Now, next week, we're going to move to a different progression in this conversation. And what I want you to remember is that nothing that we talk about is intended to make you feel weird. It is, though, it is intended to give you the truth. So next week, we're going to have a conversation about dating. What does dating even mean? What does it look like? What should it look like, right, in the lives, in our lives, okay? So let's pray together, and then we'll wrap up. God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you that you love us unconditionally, and that there's nothing we have to do to receive your love other than just accept it. And so, God, I pray for these students. God, I pray in their friendships that you would help them to become girls and guys who are more honest and trustworthy and real. And I pray that you would bring us all back next week to continue the conversation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.